Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, good afternoon. Hey, let me remind you, we're going to talk to Kevin Todd of thesportsbrokers.com at about 3:30 this afternoon, and he's going to have a pick for Thursday Night Football. He went 13-3 last year on Thursday Night Football, so we'll see what he has to say today. And his phone number is 888-320-7517, 888-320-7517. 7517. Get ready to write that down and give him a call if you are looking for some tips. We're talking about the cancellation, the suspension of Jimmy Kimmel Live. Jimmy Kimmel should not have said what he said. It was in poor taste. But I don't think that's worthy of this cancellation. But there are bigger things at work here that are designed to appease the president. And that's what some companies seem to be doing. Brendan Carr, the head of the FCC, went public with his threat to tell ABC to either do something about Jimmy Kimmel or we will. We can do it the easy way or we can do it the hard way. And that ultimately led to this cancellation. So, again, a lot of billion-dollar mergers seem to be involved in the cancellation of Kimmel and the cancellation of Stephen Colbert. But this, to me, seems like an attack on freedom of speech. Brendan Carr, the head of the FCC, wrote the chapter on the FCC for Project 2025. And this seems like maybe a manifestation of Project 2025. Before I get to your calls, in 2019, Brendan Carr put on social media, should the government censor speech it doesn't like? Of course not. The FCC does not have a roving mandate to police speech in the name of the public interest. In 2021, Brendan Carr said, a newsroom's decision about what stories to cover and how to frame them should be beyond the reach of any government official. In 2022, Brendan Carr said, political satire is one of the oldest and most important forms of free speech. It challenges those in power while using humor to draw more people into the discussion. That's why people in influential positions have always targeted it for censorship. In 2023, Brendan Carr said, free speech is the counterweight. It is the check on government control. That's why censorship is the authoritarian's dream. And Brendan Carr threatened to do something about Jimmy Kimmel because of his speech, contrary to what he believed in the past. But now he works for the president, and he said a couple of weeks ago that he's willing to do whatever he can to use the FCC to appease the president. All right, let's go to Mike in Mid-City. Mike, I want to thank you for hanging on, and welcome to the show.
Yeah, thank you, Scoop. Man, we are in 100% agreement, you know. I felt the same way. That was like a suicide joke. You know, I mean, you mean them rioters didn't know? I mean, they're just common sense, Scoop. You know, that he was going to get fired behind saying something like that. It's unbelievable, you know?
Yeah, it was a dumb thing. It was a dumb thing to say. Clearly a dumb thing to say. But there are ways to deal with saying dumb things as opposed to the government controlling the speech that was dumb. I just feel like we cross an important threshold here when we talk about these things.
Well, the climate that we're in right now, school, you know, I mean, this shouldn't come as no surprise, you know.
No, it's not really. It isn't a surprise, Mike, as much as to me, it's just a little scary and a little disappointing that it has turned into this.
Hey, I'm like I say, school, you know, I'm really not surprised. You know, I'm really not surprised. You know, I think that, you know, they wanted to get canceled on purpose. You would think.
Yeah, I mean,
I hate to keep repeating myself, Scoop, but unbelievable. You know, unbelievable. He didn't know he was on the hot seat. He didn't know he was on the hot seat. The writers didn't know that they were on the hot seat. So what about The View? All right. I would have thought The View would have been canceled. I mean, the truth be told, I mean, the way they attacked Trump.
Yeah. Well, we heard when Colbert was canceled, Jimmy Kimmel is next, and then there'll be others. And now we're hearing that Jimmy Kimmel's is not going to be the last. Will it be The View? I don't know, Mike. Are you concerned about the times we're living in?
It's so politically charged.
I'm going to remain optimistic, though. I mean, as tough as all this is, we're going to get through this. I don't know how it's going to end. I don't know how we're going to transform into another phase of American history, but I think it's going to happen. And again, I don't know what it's going to take. I hope it doesn't take anything too drastic.
Yeah, I don't know how, school, but it's got to change, you know.
All right.
It's got to change because when you got China and North Korea and Russia, you know these nuclear and India, you know, and we here fighting amongst ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they love it.
And you know they got these spies and everything in this country.
Oh yeah,
you know. And they just going at each other like the way that we are. Yeah, I'm concerned.
Yeah. Well, Mike, hang in there. I think we're going to get through this. I really do. I want to mention that there was supposed to be a new episode of South Park this week, but they decided that with the temperature of political discourse that they would not air a new episode of South Park. I don't know what it was about, but they decided not to air the new episode. So there was an episode. It was one of the new episodes, but an episode that aired last night. One of the new episodes, but not the newest episode that is has yet to air. Let's go to St. Rose. And Tammy, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hey, Scoot. Long time no speak. But
hey, Tammy.
I believe the media is basically the fourth branch of government. And here's why. December 15th, 1791, they did the First Amendment because they realized that the only way people can vote is if they know what they're voting on. And the only way that they can vote for or against individuals who are jockeying for power is to have things like satire. Gosh, I feel like if President Trump and some of his misguided followers could see some of the satirical cartoons from the world going back thousands of years, really. I mean, hundreds certainly, but even back a few thousand,
yeah,
their brains would explode.
Yeah. I mean, humor about politics is as old as politics.
Well, and I also, you know, I want to say too that I respect you as an informative entertainer, and that's what I like to call you, because what Jimmy Kimmel is going through right now is something that you could get canceled for, and you don't have that luxury of having somebody look over of what you say. So the way you think on your feet tells me that you respect the gravity and fun of what we're going through.
I do. I'm glad you noticed that. I appreciate that, Tammy, because I do have great respect for the gravity of what we're dealing with. And all week I have been really animately talking about how I want to do what I can from my part to just cool the rhetoric. And I think as individual Americans, we all need to try to do that. You know, the assassination of Charlie Kirk was more than the assassination of one person. It was about a much bigger conversation, which is about tolerance for speech that we don't agree with. And think of all the people who disagreed with Charlie Kirk, who just stood up for Charlie Kirk and said, this should not have happened. And I was among them. And I sincerely mean it. This should not have happened. And his speech should not have been silenced. And speech that I disagree with should not be silenced. Speech that you disagree with should not be silenced. And if it is, then we're, you know, treading on the threshold of changing the foundation of this country. President Trump signaled weeks ago that he wanted Jimmy Kimmel taken off the air. And yesterday, he got what he wanted.
Jimmy Kimmel's late-night show suspension is the latest display of President Trump's growing power over the media landscape. The president's forced settlements, litigation, and programming changes over content he does not like. In this case, ABC moved fast after two affiliate groups said they'd pull Kimmel's show over his suggestions Charlie Kirk's suspected killer may have been a pro-Trump Republican. The president's FCC chairman had warned the network and affiliates could face consequences if Kimmel was not punished. Asked what the suspension says about free speech.
Jimmy Kimmel is not a talented person. He had very bad ratings, and they should have fired him a long time ago. So, you know, you can call that free speech or not.
That was in the UK. While at home, former President Obama said the Trump administration's taking cancel culture to a new and dangerous level. Kimmel was asked a month ago if he felt under attack for criticizing the president.
People love to laugh, and that's never going to change, and there's nothing anybody is ever going to be able to do about that.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
At a news conference, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says that the Trump administration is looking to censor free speech after the death of Charlie Kirk.
It's repulsive, repulsive that the Trump administration is perversely using this awful death as a predicate to supercharge their longstanding campaign against political opponents. How low can they go?
And Senator from Connecticut, Chris Murphy, said the Trump administration's censorship efforts are chilling.
Trump's FCC forced a major network to pull a loud Trump critic, Jimmy Kimmel, off the air, essentially saying that any media actor that doesn't say what Trump wants them to say about Charlie Kirk or Trump's policies is going to be silenced. That's censorship. That's state speech control. That's not America.
Let's go to Metairie. Chris, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Just wanted to kind of make comment that, you know, the freedom of speech, you're absolutely right. We have every single right to say everything that we want to say. However, that doesn't stop us from the ramifications of the speech that we say.
Well, that's true.
Roseanne Barr was fired, yeah, was fired by ABC for saying words. The NFL is one of the few major organizations that stood up and said, you know what, we're not going to silence our employees. They can say whatever they want to say, and they let them do it. on the field through their protests and so forth and so on. They just kind of took it off of TV. So we can't really say that you know, this is a once in a lifetime thing, and that speech doesn't have its consequences. If I said certain things online, I promise you, my company would let me go just as easily. So it like I say, I think it's a fine line, and if you look at Facebook and Instagram and all those back in the 2020 election, they definitely censored part of the public. The more right wing part of the public was censored on everything they would say. It just, like I say, I think that there's some Pandora's box that's been open for a long time when it comes to freedom of speech, and it's only going to get worse. I mean, there's certain words that we're not allowed to say in public anymore because it's considered hate speech now. And when would that have ever gotten you put in jail?
Well, but I think, Chris, the difference is that if you said something online that your company didn't like, your company would fire you. The government would not do something right about you. And that's what's different about this, is that the acting FCC director is acting on behalf of the government, and that's why this is a little bit unprecedented.
I said earlier in the week, I'm not terribly sorry to see people losing their jobs. I mean, I'm sorry when anybody loses their jobs, but you know, FAFO, if you haven't learned by now that your employer will inevitably be made aware of what you are saying on social media, and if it reflects poorly on your employer, then you will no longer be employed there. This is a principle that has been locked in for 10 years now. And for people to still not understand that and go on their Instagram or go on their Twitter and say blah, 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 whatever distasteful, offensive stuff, and then be surprised when they get fired. No, that's not it. But that's also not suppression of your free speech. Roseanne Barr did not lose her gig at ABC because Joe Biden and his FCC leaned on ABC and said, hey, we don't like this racist tweet that she made about a woman who works in the White House, Valerie Jarrett. I remember it like it was yesterday. That's why Roseanne Barr got fired, because it was the stupid racist tweet. ABC said that reflects poorly on ABC.
That's right.
We don't want to do business with you anymore. That is such a clear difference from what has happened here. Yeah. Brendan Carr came out after Nexstar said, hey, we're not going to show those Jimmy Kimmel TV shows anymore. Brendan Carr said, thank you. That was the right decision. I support this. You know, it's just crazy to think that people don't see that this directive came from the White House.
There are some people who don't want to see that.
No.
They don't want to believe that it's true because they know how bad it is. They so know how bad this is that they don't want to acknowledge it. But it seems pretty obvious what's happening, and the bottom line is we just need to learn to tolerate and respect each other's opinions, even if we hate them, even if we disagree. That's the challenge of being an American. You can't just be an American with no responsibility. There are responsibilities to being an American. You have to be active. You have to, certain things you have to do. And one of the things that you have to do, if you really want to be an American and support the Constitution, you have to understand that people can say things that you hate, things that you think are damaging and hateful. They have a right to say that. And you have a right to say things that other people think are very, very damaging. So, you know, this is an interesting time, and we'll see where it goes from here. On the Scoot on the Air calendar, it was on this day in 1970, Jimi Hendrix was found dead in his basement. He had taken 9 different pills. And also had alcohol that turned into a fatal overdose. And he died at the age of 27. We'll be right back on WWE.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, all right, so there's some criticism once again over the tush push. You know, ZZ Top called it tush, looking for some tush. Philadelphia's offensive lineman, Jordan Mailata, is done with the criticism, and he says he's tired of people bringing this up. And I don't think there's anything wrong with the tush push, although some people think it should be illegal. Hey, I love talking to Kevin Todd every week on our show. He's with the sportsbrokers.com. He's the CEO and president. Kevin, welcome to the show.
Scoot, how are you?
I am great. I know you got another free tip, and let me give out Kevin's phone number. Kevin does really well on Thursday Night Football last season, went 13-3, and you've got a chance to get some great tips by calling 888-320-7517. 888-320-7517. Turning outcomes into incomes. Kevin, what do you have?
All right, Scoot, this is what I'm going to do for you, but mostly I'm going to do it for your audience because you have one of the best audiences out there. This is a game where you're looking at Miami and you're looking at Buffalo. You got one team going in one direction, another team going in another direction. But let me tell you something, Scoot. I've been in this business for over 32 years, and let me tell you something right now. This is one of the strongest Thursday night plays I've had in 32 years, and I'm going to guarantee I win this game for all your listeners, and I'm going to give them the game for free. But, Scoot, if I lose, I'm going to give every single body who calls right now. If I lose this game, I'm going to give them the remaining month of September absolutely free on me. That's how much I love this game tonight.
Wow.
That's right. All they need to do, Scoot, is give me a call at 888-320-7517. That's 888-320-7517. Folks, I'm telling you right now, in my opinion, I am not losing this game. It's one of my strongest plays ever in my 32 years of being in this business.
So, Kevin, you are so positive that you are right about this game, that you're going to give people the tip on this game, that if you're wrong, you're going to give them the rest of the month of September free.
That's correct. Not only am I giving them this play tonight for free, all they need to do is just give me a call at 888-320-7517. I'm guaranteeing I'm going to win this game, Scoot, in my opinion. And if I don't, they will get the remaining month of September on me. They'll get all my plays. They'll get all my inner circle plays. They'll get the concierge, executive plays, everything. That's how confident I am. Folks, I'm telling you right now, do not attempt to play this game on your own if you're listening to Scoot right now and me on the air. You're going to lose. Trust me. I'm going to give you the information for free.
Wow.
You have nothing to lose. You have everything to gain. Because if I lose this game, you're getting thousands of dollars of information for the end of the month absolutely free. All you need to do is give me a call at 888-320-7517. That's 888-320-7517.
And, Kevin, people don't know this, but the bookies don't like you.
No, they don't. You know what I do? Because I turn outcomes into incomes. I teach people how to treat this like a business, Scoot. Instead of going out and betting multiple games on a Saturday and multiple games on a Sunday. So if you're, let's say you're a $100 better, I'm just throwing a number out there, people, and you bet four or five games on a Saturday. Why not take that $400 or that $500, put it on one of my top plays. You win, you quit. And then you go on to the next day. That's treating it like a business. Anything else, folks, you're gambling. My motto is I turn outcomes into incomes, less games, more money. And tonight, I'm telling you, folks, I was documented 13-3 on Thursday Night Football last year. This game is one of the strongest games that I've had in my 32 years in business. And, folks, I'm getting old. I'm running out of birthdays. All right? I'm telling you. Call now, 888 888- 888-320-7517. That's 888-320-7517. I am putting a guarantee on this. If I don't win, you get the remaining month of September absolutely free on me.
That is an amazing guarantee. Hey, Kevin, what do you think of the tush push?
Listen, I mean, the only tush push I do is at home with my wife, but if it works on the field, do it. I mean, listen, you know it's coming. Just try to stop it.
Yeah, I mean, it's just true.
What are you going to do? I mean, there's only one team I know that's ever stopped them. I think I talked to you or someone else about this last week. The Jets are the only team that stopped them 2 years ago with the tush push. Listen, if I don't know what to tell you. Load the box up, take a chance, and stop it. Yeah. It's a fourth down play 9 out of 10 times.
All right. Kevin Todd, the president and CEO of thesportsbrokers.com. Look, he's given you a deal. He's going to give you this pick, and if he's wrong, the month of September is free. The number's 888-320-7517. Kevin, thanks. Talk to you next week.
Well, before I go, I want to give you my free play.
Oh, okay. All right.
Real quick, West Virginia is playing at Kansas. This game's at 6 o'clock at night. If you all remember last week, West Virginia, they had a huge rivalry game at home versus Pittsburgh where they came from 10 points down with 5 minutes to go, and they won the game outright as a 6.5-point favorite. Let me just tell you this right now. West Virginia has won the last 9 out of 10, and the road team has won 8 out of 10 against the spread. That means nothing. This is a different Kansas team. The line on this game is like 12.5. I like Kansas in this matchup. They got the better quarterback with Daniels. They got a great ground game to where they can score and eat up clock and control the clock. I think Kansas has a gift because they're coming off a bye week, and this is a letdown spot for West Virginia. Let's take Kansas minus the 12.5, folks. But like I said, last thing before I go, this is one of my strongest.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Plays in over 32 years of being in business, I guarantee I win, or you will get the whole month of September on me. Dial 888-320-7517. Scoot, thank you so much, and I'll speak with you next Thursday.
Awesome, Kevin. We'll talk next week. All right, thanks. All right, on the Scoot on the Air calendar, on this day in 1978, WKRP in Cincinnati debuted on CBS. I used to love this show. You know, I got to tell you, there were a lot of things about this show that were very, very authentic concerning radio. And I always thought that Bailey was much sexier than Jennifer. You know, Jennifer was just kind of overt, you know, blonde. You know, I know she had just a stereotypical sex appeal, but I always thought Bailey was a lot cuter. I still can't figure out how they ran this radio station with only two DJs. They had Dr. Johnny Fever and Venus Flytrap, and that was it. I'm Scoot. Anyway, we'll be right back on WWL. On the Scoot on the Air calendar, on this day in 2006, Willie Nelson's tour bus was stopped near Lafayette. Willie Nelson, along with four members of his band, were arrested for possession of marijuana and psychedelic mushrooms. No, not Willie. Don't tell me Willie smoking marijuana and doing shrooms. Willie, not Willie. Yep. Have a near Lafayette. All right, I'm Scoot. Glad you're with us. Let's go to Irvin in Hammond. Irvin, welcome to the show.
Hey, Scoot.
Yeah.
One day closer to the weekend.
Yeah, we are. Almost there. Almost there.
Almost. Almost to the finish line. You have told or tried to tell Gen Zs and millennials that it was not always like this, and it wasn't. And I've been searching for the starting point, and it might have been that November in 1963 in Dallas, Texas, the day they said America changed forever. It was the assassination of President Kennedy. He was young, enthusiastic, he inspired our generation, yet we watched him on TV get shot in Dallas. You know, a lot of us lost confidence in our country, I think.
Well, I agree with that. I think that affected the boomer generation, and I the Beatles arrived in America 3 months after that, and I think that a young generation disenchanted with the establishment because this happened, and it was a subconscious feeling because we were young. But I believe that the assassination of Kennedy was the catalyst that started the anti-establishment generation of the 60s.
Well, then there was a domino effect. The end of the 60s into the 70s, the Vietnam War that affected my generation. You know, now we kind of call it a bullshit war because we don't know what we were doing there, what the direction was, the leadership. And so many young men died for a cause that we really don't know this day what it was about. We know it was the containment of communism. But then things just continued after the Vietnam War. We had Nixon. And Watergate, a lot of us lost confidence in the presidency, that a president would lie and cheat, try to rig the election by bugging the Democratic headquarters. It continued into the 90s with Clinton in the Oval Office when he looked at us on the camera and said, I did not have sex with that woman, Monica Lewinsky. And then we found out later, that they did have some type of sex in the Oval Office. You lose a lot of respect for the office itself. It continued with Bush when we were told that there were weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. So once we got to Baghdad, we didn't find it. And again, little by little, we lose confidence in our country. So what happens in 2016? A loudmouth populist candidate starts screaming about draining this swamp. And a lot of us through those episodes are like, yeah, that's what we need to do. We need to drain the swamp. And that kind of started the rhetoric, the lack of decorum, the lack of civility within politics. And now it has spread mostly to the fringes between the Democrats and the Republicans. So mainly it all started back in November of 1963. I'll give it back to you.
Well, listen, Irvin, I think you're right in a lot of ways, and I appreciate the call. But I think that all that you mentioned, there were different things in there that hit different generations in different ways. I think, the assassination of Kennedy affected the boomers, but there were other things that affected other generations. And there are generations now, young generations that are coming of age that have been paying attention to politics only since President Trump has been on the political landscape. And so this is all they know. But it wasn't always like this. And I think we can get back to a better time. I mean, we're going to get through this. We are going to get through this. And I think the assassination of Charlie Kirk has really brought us face to face with this challenge. As Americans, we have a challenge of learning to accept the speech that we don't like. But the speech that we don't like is also protected as free speech. And there are things that you say that others don't like, but you are protected in speaking those things. So there's just a lot going on here. I've got to get to a break. We have to get to a break? Yeah, I've got to get to a break here. All right, very, very quickly. Let's go to Elmo and Gentile. Elmo, I've got time for a quick comment.
Okay, Scoot, I watched Jimmy Kimmel on Monday night and saw that. And at the end of his monologue, I thought it was pretty funny, but the part that wasn't funny, but not bad, he was setting the stage by talking about MAGA's reaction to the assassination. He wasn't talking about Charlie Kirk or saying anything insightful or anything. He just said MAGA's looking elsewhere to blame, you know, and yeah. That's basically what he was doing. But that led into the next part that exposed Trump's personal lack of integrity or lack of empathy, all right, about the situation, because a reporter asked him, how are you doing in your recovery? I know Charlie was a friend of yours and blah, blah, blah. And he says, oh, I'm doing pretty good. And look over here, by the way, is the big ballroom I'm building, you know, and blah, 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 blah. It was just so trans. I mean, it was just so obvious of that.
Well, I mentioned that earlier, Elmo, that that I thought it was the second part of that that might have irritated the president more than the reference to Charlie Kirk. All right, got to get to a break here. On this day in 1992, Cameron Crowe's movie Singles opened up in movie theaters. I love this movie because this movie really, Singles was a coming of age movie about Gen X. And Pearl Jam and Soundgarden actually appeared in the movie. All right, we'll be back to wrap up the show on WWL.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.